الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مرداي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن الفرح والأكرم روح الفدا بقدر أنت ساكن فيه الأخلاق وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل قوم من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا حامة ولا سفر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. So as by way of introduction, one or two things. One is, I wish to express my appreciation to our Imam Sahib, MashaAllah, that he, his family, invited us to come to Kafistan for the Jalsa. And some people tried to hijack the Jalsa also from Kafistan. So though it might be small, but we don't know what is big there. So Allah gave us this opportunity, MashaAllah. We are very, very appreciative. And also, the Manga family, MashaAllah, Allah has blessed them for the boy and girl becoming half of our fucking great achievement. May Allah accept, inshallah. Let us love to that, still do that honor which Allah has bestowed upon us. And let us show our appreciation to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Also, MashaAllah, the girl who has become Hafiza, my Maulana's wife, MashaAllah. There is a rare occasion that you have this. And MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala accept and increase us. And let us stand by the great honor and the great token of the Quran that Allah has given to us. Let us not just use it for the running up mileage that I'm a Hafiza. That I make this girl happy, but that we appreciate the value of being a happy, of being a hafiza. And these are the flag bearers of Islam. And they are carrying the flag of Islam. They are the ambassadors of Islam. How much must the ambassador behave? If he belittles his misbehavior, he's a source of great humiliation for the whole country. He gets called back immediately. You are not fit to be an ambassador. Okay, so in the same way, those who are hafiz and hafiza of the Quran Sharif, our dressing, our akhlaq, our behavior, our character, everything must be that which suits the hafiz of the Quran. In the matter when the conquest of Makkah Sharif, one Sahabi became in Josh, and he was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him to carry the flag of Islam. And in that Josh of his thinking of how the Kuffar of Makkah, they had ill-treated the Muslims. When the Muslims were under them, how they were persecuted, how they were ill-treated, very, very hard condition. He said, today we are entering Makkah Sharif, the fountains. And we were will show them to them. But Yawmul Malham, there is a day of revenge now. How many years they have gone? What they have caused to us, today we will to take our revenge. And he was the flag bearer, the beast of the past who called him back. No, you can't carry the flag. You have got the wrong attitude. Gave the flag to another Sahabi, Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu, and he went in to announce a Yawmul Malham. There is a day of mercy. This is a day of clemency. Everyone who goes in Abu Sufyan's house, clemency. Who comes to Haram Sharif, clemency. Plenty of clemency. No questions asked. Everything of the past will be forgiven. So that is the flag bearer. So the bearer of the Quran Sharif, who has become a hafiz, who has become a hafizah, they are getting the flag of Islam. And they must have now the akhlaq also. They must send out the correct messages also. In one country we went, guards were completing Mishkat Sharif, which was a great achievement and a very first world country, what they call, whether it is first world or what it is, or first world about what it is first world, that the Allah knows. But those girls were studying in college, matric, who were working in university. So I also thought, and that was my opinion till that time, what an achievement, mashallah, they together with all that, they have become alimas also. Completed Mishkat Sharif, mashallah, a great achievement. And in the bayan, I congratulated them, praised them accordingly also. But the next day, that was a Friday night, the next day we found those very girls are walking around on the street without hair covered, hair open, top and pants, jeans, and jeans walking around. So then I realized that fact, that just becoming alima or hafiz or hafiza is not enough. Tarbiyah, till we don't get Islamic maturity, Islamic maturity, till we don't get that, then because such girls now, people will see them, other women will also, she said, alima, she can dress like that, why can't we dress like that? People will just, they are looking for it all the time. And they just get that opportunity. Anyone wants to give them advice, what do you know? She's an alima, look at her. How she is dressing, how she is behaving. She will tell the parents, she will tell her uncles, she will tell friends. You will reject it, what you know? She's an alima, look at that. So therefore, those whom Allah has given this position, there is a great responsibility also with them. But anyway, it's a great thing that in these times, mashallah, that our young girls, that they have become hafizah, boy has become hafizah, this is happening everywhere, may Allah increase us, and with the real essence of it may come into us. Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, very great Muzur, he said today generally, hips becoming hafiz and umrah is now a status thing and special. And today we find many people, inshallah, in sincerity, we shouldn't doubt anyone, but we bring whole family. One brother friend told me, 34 of us go. And then he said, I found another family, 68 of us go. So if we just wait for status, for numbers, so many numbers went. And we should see that in Umrah, what are we doing? Is our time spending in the shopping malls? Are we going and sleeping it out there? Are we making parties, family parties here? As though here we didn't make enough bride parties, etc. Now we have parties there, inviting the restaurants and good eat. And we are involved in gossiping in dunya store. Or are we going and we getting the barakat of the place? Then just now and then going to the haram, the other times we're doing our own things. So that should not be the case. The same way what half is today, more quite a bit, it has become a status thing. Become happy and then do what you want to in your life. No connection with the Quran, no tilawat of the Quran. No, you're not teaching the Quran, you don't appear to be a hafiz. A hafiz is not a distinguishing feature, which in the hadith it comes, the inna ashraf of ummati, the most honorable in my ummat, is hamalatul Quran, the hafiz, the hafiz. And together with that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, waqa'imul layl, the one who makes the hajjah namaz. So that should be the sign of a hafiz. His behavior, his character, his dressing should be like that. If we can't get up 3 o'clock Judgment. The first time, the starting time of judgment is immediately we finish our Isha. After we make our four times of Isha, two Sunnah and one time of Isha, our Isha is done. The time of judgment has started. Well, nobody can ever excuse judgment, it's too difficult. At that time we can make our judgment. Last night we mentioned it, and we all one brother, he came. He said, I've started from Tibet, and my intention is to carry on. Another brother at the end came, he says, you mentioned this 2 years ago, since then I haven't missed my character. So Tajjud is so easy. So especially for the heart, is the heart is that, according to that hadith, our Shaykh Rahmatullahi should say, means that they should be bothered with that Tajjud, and when it's so easy, then we shouldn't miss it out. So anyway, from the behavior, the talking, must be able to make up this. But unfortunately, we say that I thought she's a hafiza, and just see what she's doing. I thought she's a hafiza, Mary. I'm giving my daughter to a hafiz. But see what she's doing here. And I thought he's a maulana. I took for a maulana for my daughter. But see his behavior. Unbelievable. Other people haven't got behavior as bad as what he's got. And he's a maulana. And this is common that is happening. So that should not be the case. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then also by way of introduction, our Shaykh Jazakumullah Khair used to say, and he told me particularly, for which I'm so indebted, that before every bayan of yours, always make muzakara of one sunnah. And because the sunnahs are the life wire of this ummah. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said so many beautiful poems with regard to the importance, the value, the benefit, and the necessity of sunnahs. In one beautiful poem, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said, نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملا دے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملا دے ہیں سنت کے راستے following in the footsteps of نبی علی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نقش قدم نبی کے that is the road to جنت like if somebody takes the road from here to Durban he'll come out in Durban. He takes the road to Richard's Bay on the board, he sees Richard's Bay, he follows, he'll come out in Richard's Bay. The same way, whoever will follow sunnahs in his life, he will see he comes out in Jannah. Or, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. And a person who follows sunnat will get connected to Allah. And if you got that connection, that is the only real connection. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that any night, in Arafat, in the Laylatul Qadr, any occasion, you ask Allah for the whole world's things, dunyas and deens. But you didn't ask Allah of Himself, you ask for nothing. And if you ask for nothing, you only ask Allah that you be mine. I want you. You have asked for everything. A poet says so beautifully, you are shaped me. Everything is mine. Zami Meri, Qadr Meri. The earth is mine, the heavens are mine. If true nahi mera, if you are not mine, to koi shay nahi mera. Nothing is mine. Somebody asked a Buzurg, how are you feeling? He says, what are you asking? The condition of that person, under whose control the whole world is moving. Everything in the world is happening according to his wish and desire. So outwardly, these are words of kufr and shirk. Who can control? Okay, Allah controls. So he said, how can you say such words, words of kufr and shirk? He says, I have submitted all my desires, everything of mine to Allah. Now whatever Allah wishes, that's my wish. So whatever is happening in the world is according to Allah's wish, and I have totally submitted myself to Allah. So everything is happening to my wish. So a person with the whole world is running, your house can't run according to your wish today. Your life is not built according to your wish. How many people hate the guna of the eyes? That it's out of control, the eyes are doing their thing. Your anger is out of control. How many other sins which we hate? But if everything is going according to your wish, what to say? How wonderful. One Buzurg says, put a mind there, say, hey, Ya Rab, it will hakim be here, hakim be here. Oh Allah, we are sitting completely content. Whatever. whatever conditions come on us, we are perfectly contented. Because you are Hakim. Whatever you do according to your wisdom. Nothing you have done against us. We cannot understand it's different. And you are Hakim. Not only that you know and you got wisdom, but you have got the, you enforce every law of yours. So when we are under you, what have we got to want? So to submit to Allah Ta'ala and to reach that stage, one person, one king, who loved his hunting. He went out hunting and he always, his minister was working, his chief minister. As they started the journey, the king got cut by his staff. And just when you get cut, a deep cut, he pains, he pants, and you feel quite, you feel the pain. And the minister had a habit to say, for whatever happened, you are not the thanks or a shut that. Whatever Allah does is very good. So he said, very good, this happened. So the king, he's a king, he got very angry, I got hurt, it's burning me, and I'm in pain, and I'm in problems and difficulty, and you are my junior, you are my minister, and you say very good happened. Immediately he ordered, put him in jail, 3 days jail sentence for him. Again he said, you are not a thirst of chakata. Whatever Allah does is very good again, not only when it happened to the king, when conditions came on him also. He said, what Allah does is very good. The king anyway went on his hunting expedition, he liked his hunting. He went beyond the borders of his country, in the next part where there were cannibals, human eaters. They caught the king and they were going to eat him, because that was now those people look like that, they ate human beings. But they also made some masalas, rules, as we got for Qurban. That the day must be right, and so the controversy must be had a day, how big day, how long day. And then the ears must be right, the horns must be right, mustn't be crippled, all that. So they said, check him up, whether he's alright for Qurban. They found his cut. No, not fit for Qurban. They let him go. Then he realized, one small little problem which will get better in 6 weeks or whatever, but my life got saved. If I didn't get cut, now I realize you are not a test or a child. And that put this cut here, my life got saved. Otherwise they should eat me up. Then he now came, brought the minister from jail with great respect and honor, red carpet treatment. He said, now I understand. That was Allah did, I just got that one cut, my life got saved. But I said, I put you in jail, what was good in that? That you stipulated, I put you in jail for 3 days. For that also you said, whatever Allah does is good. He said, Bacha Salam, you know that we always do that. So I should be with you. When both of us should get caught, you should get saved because you've got a cut. And I have no fault in my body. They should eat me up. But you put me in jail 3 days, my life got saved also. So for everything what happens, if we can understand an accident, and that saved us all. Somebody some heart attack, somebody some crime, somebody some robbery, there is goodness in it. But we can't understand. But there is goodness in it. Whatever that does, there is goodness in it. So a person who can love like that and accept it, otherwise little problems, some work of ours never get done. We told somebody to do something, he didn't do it. Oh, there we've gone in a rage and a temper. You never listen to me. I tell you how much I explain to you people. You don't listen. Your own mood, you suffer in the consequences. And a person who can, and also this does not mean one time in Makkah Sharif. Somebody told Hazrat Maulana Shah Masih Allah Khan Sahib that according to your teachings you must be soft, you must be kind, you must overlook. He said the world will sit on our head. My wife will sit on my head, she will rule me. My workers will sit on my head, they will rule me. Everything, anything, Allah will wish me that way. Anything. So if that is the case, then there will be no system and order in the world for everything. Abdullah said, when did I say that you must not put the right the wrong right? I don't show anger. So then Abdullah explained, when somebody does something wrong, your wife, your children, your workers, whoever it is, then first thing, don't lose your temper. Our first thing, we lose our temper. And a person who's lost his temper is more drunk than a drunk man. A person who drinks and he knocks out of his head, and the drunk man on the road, we know how many accidents. How beautiful. beautifully somebody said that for smoking, the whole world's coming to Islam. No smoking. Aeroplane, no smoking. Airports or the public places, no, because it's very hard. Not only to the smoker, but to the passive smoker, the one who's inhaling the smoke, for him also. They say that why don't they ban liquor? That is even worse than smoking. But they say that liquor, the one who drinks it, he suffers, not the other person. If the husband is the alcoholic, the wife doesn't get to suffer. He's the one who's suffering. So one Muslim man gave a very beautiful answer. And he said that if you want to know the harm of alcohol, the passive harm, the harm of other people, go to any hospital, the emergency department, especially in this December month, and go and see how many patients are brought in there because somebody drank alcohol. How many accidents on the road. Now the people will be drinking, axing the wife to death, they're fighting with this one, stabbing that one. What is happening? All because of alcohol. But when you are angry, you are worse than the person who is under the influence of alcohol. You don't know who you are, you don't know what you're talking. I usually say the complaints that we get from some of our friends, that what they talk. They say they themselves don't know what kind of language they use. And there was a dictionary of swear words and of foul language. But if there is, when a person is under the influence of his temper and anger, that word what he uses won't be in that dictionary. Such terrible words. Some people even say we wish to obtain the person when he's still talking, then he also can hear that what my condition. So this is one step. So I'm going to say that first don't lose your temper. And don't think it's impossible. MashaAllah. Look at the character of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And look at the character of so many wuzurs. Oh, many wuzurs. And the person whose temper is in control, that person is in Jannah in this world. When your temper is out of control, you like a tenor. You like a dance in anger. That, now what your whole life, you don't hate your wife. You have really got her. But your temper was a problem. And now you separated and there's no way you can get together. You lose your children. Children with their parents are without parents. They become the team with their parents living. In that anger, how many people pull the trigger of the gun? And at that time you saw how many cases, what cases are fought? Why is anger? So this is the first thing I should say, don't lose your temper. The second thing, which is the consequence of temper, don't use foul language. Don't use abusive language. What abusive language on whoever you use it. And don't justify yourself, I was cross that pricing. I was very angry at that time. The damage that is done, if in anger I take this glass and I bang it down, people do funny things in their anger. A motor mechanic in his anger, he thinks not to come back. How he swears his truth. He swears the mother of the truth. What the truth of the mother? That all that don't want to come back, that screw that don't want to go in. A carpenter. You see these people who have got iman, poor people generally. When they get angry, they swear any and everything. And what terrible swears. And we have had people don't hear that so much, but in Afrikaans, and the people who speak Afrikaans, that language they use, unbelievable what language. So a person loses his, when he loses his temper, he loses everything. So that language at that time, so this glass in my temper, I threw it down and crossed. What did the glass do? Nothing. When I cross, I want to show my temper. How many people break dishes when they cross? And they break windows. Now what's that going to help you? But they do all this. If you, with your temper, you spoke that words to break your wife's heart, now all that you can try and put it together, you can sellotape it, you can postic it, you can try and fix up that heart, but the thoughts won't go. They will come back to her. That this is the man who treated me. The wife who treats her husband, and what language the wife uses on that. Hey, that your husband has to brother, hey, they have to listen. What doesn't she tell him? So this temper and this anger and the language that comes from it, you don't solve any problem. And the more angry you
stupid you are. The world can see how stupid, how you are smelling, how you are waving and printing and behaving. The world can see how stupid you are, that you are dumb. I showed the man a point. I took off my hand from that hand. So everyone sees severity after the last thing. The second thing, consequence of temper, you are banished. The third thing Hazrati said, when a person has done wrong, explaining that he has done wrong. Many, many cases, perhaps more, that person doesn't know he has done wrong. Aziz al-Hasan Mazzuqsa, one person, 1 hour was spending. Not those days we had electric fans or anything, but the hand fan. And every now and then, with the fans knocking him on his head, knocking him on his face, etc., he said, to tolerate 1 hour of this ordeal here. Like I was under sanctions. I was being punished. 1 hour I had to go. And I didn't want to tell him that he's thinking he's doing me a great service. He's out of Jawaras. How about they tolerate for themselves? And he said that that person must be thinking, hey, today I got a good chance to make him. 1 hour, but what khidmat is it? This is also a very, very many times we think we're making khidmat, but we are causing so much taklif to that person. And we're thinking we are making khidmat. So, now lately we return from one place. So, for whatever reason, I don't know, they opened my bags, they took out everything. Now, that's very, very rude to impose on somebody's privacy. No, there is nothing like that, but it's your privacy, they have no right. And in the process, I had my iPad also, they left it in the car. Just before we were leaving, I put in my mind, let me check if it's here. So when I checked, it's not there now, looking. I told Appa that in our room we were sleeping, make sure that you put it in. I asked her, she said, I put it in. Now we're looking, then this one person said, I was checking in your bed. Now what, left it here? And then he brought it in his car, he left it in his car. Last minute he brought it. Our bed that we had, we had to check in one bed, and they left it, you know, without telling us. Now when we came to the airport here, home at Temo, we know that bed, how we know? Now that it's left, then it's going round and round. And usually when they wrap it, then they shrink it, how small it becomes. We couldn't recognize it. And we made a joke of that. That is one bag going around and around. We went there before cross-baggage. The lady went there, she brought the bag. Yes, yes. So we think they made khidmat, but we are passing the key. It is also very, very important to that. Not just to be thinking I'm making khidmat, but am I making khidmat or am I giving the key? So 1 hour you were standing and hurting Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Mansur, and he tolerated it. But then he says, what in arm, what great favor that gave me when I tolerated it. I realized in that Allah put it in my heart, our namazes are worse than the repeating of our hands. Which we term you're making so often. But all of that, what get up and go out there. So what namaz, where we are, sometimes we don't know which namaz, am I making Zohar, am I making Amai Isha, what am I, where am I? We have so much of Kafla, but Allah wants. Next namaz allows us to come back again. How about Allah, what are we, so often, Allah Akbar. One time, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah was sitting in his father's bookshop, and one person caused a lot of taklif to Hazrat Shaykh. So Hazrat Shaykh reprimanded him severely. So Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah was sitting next to him. So anyway, so you explain the person the problem. You told the guy that when I sit to eat, you must give me the tea, I like it at the beginning. Tomorrow your vibes change. Every day the man's vibes are changing. Now she gave you at the beginning, you get cross, that you should have probably, the tea is going to get cold. I want it at the end of the week. So she is doing how you want it. But your vibes, boots change, you make new law. Once we went to Tanzania, just 94, transition of the government. When we left, we made sure we found out that we need a visa, no visa required. When we went there, they didn't allow us in, we need visa. When they asked why, they said this morning the law changed. Now, you know the law changed, so our law also changed all the time. Don't blame the governments only. Our law also changed all the time. Show the person the solution. make him understand that you made a mistake. How many don't accept they have done a mistake? First, that's a job on its own. And when that person understands, now showing the solution for it. And this is what is called, which our own people say, blowing your fire when out. To bring your children up, you have to make water out of your blood. So much effort you have to make. Today we wanted the easy way, just swear and shout, command, do this, do that. You have to first win the confidence of the person. Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Ashraf Tahir used to say, anyone become bad to me, my first worry is not his Islam. My first worry is my love must come. I have to win the confidence of a person. If a person hasn't got your confidence, you can go on giving bayan after bayan. No effect. The first thing, Allah Akbar. One person, Haji Amin Sahib, was the Amir of Makki Masjid in Karachi. But in his beginning days, when Nizamuddin and Delhi were like two separate places, it wasn't the modern Delhi which is of today, the whole place, what the Banda place it is today. So it's Volkswagen, Hostel car, but they should come regularly. Indian Air was here. After Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi fell, I won his confidence, his love. Maulana put his hands on his face and just rubbed it and said, if Sunnah comes, it will be so nice. He got angry, upset. He stopped coming to Marcus. Hazrat Sir, 2-3 weeks have passed, he hasn't come. Hazrat made Volkswagen Hostel car special, went to his house. And during this, make me laugh that I told you to keep a clear and he told it so nicely. And I won't tell you anything in future. You just come. Then Hazrat said, this is the important point here. Hazrat said, oh, for Tande Tawe par maine roti dal. If you are there, the ladies are making roti and they just put the tawe on the stove and it's still cold. And the roti, they rolled it out nicely, everything perfectly wrong, and they put it on the cold tawa. It will stick. Now you've got a big problem. All that cold, your atta is messed up also. Now you have to clean up, but let your tawa get hot. And now you put your roti in half of that crispy roti. And how you enjoy it. The little children will ask mommy, for half the roti, put some sugar on it. And how they will enjoy it. Then because now it was hot. So first prepare the person. Then put your, tell him what you want to tell him. Without preparing, when Maulana Tahir Rahmatullah Alayhi still is young, initial days. That is half. Why are you there? Maulana Tahir Rahmatullah Alayhi initial days was traveling by train. Somebody struggled was below his ankles. Maulana told him, lift up your trousers. He said, why? He said, if the Lord shall swear Sharia and swear Quran and Hadith, then Maulana said, from today I will never tell somebody until first I don't know his condition, I want his confidence and his love. So you tell your workers, you want first, who started almost in the beginning days of the madrasa, if so start, students, whatever they could do, they will learn the sabak of it, must behave, whatever. He changed them out of class 3 days. 3 days they're going every day to Jogar, cinema, watching films. So there's no punishment. They were happy. Ustad told the others to get out of the class. And after that, punishment is beneficial for that person. Oh, for 3 days I won't get myself. Ustad is cross with it. But we haven't got that relationship. And you wrote any angry, you wanted not to do with you. You've told me not to come 3 days, he's gone to Jogar. They want you going to movies every day. And so we, this all our children also, what punishment we must give them, how which is effective. Otherwise it is not punishment, it is worse. And correction and service, now they change the name also. No more as a prison bar and all of that. And they work there now to see how they can help that person. Not just to punish him, but how to correct it. And all of this, I promise you, especially in the universities of Germany, they study Quran and Hadith to get all this. What we have lost, these people have taken from us. And Maulana Tahir Rahmatullah Alayhi written, there was one person who always used the rumah to cover himself, to wear the rumah. That was his son, or that was how he recognized himself. One day he slept, his friend, a naughty prankster, to his food. He took away his rumah and he walked. And he woke him up. He says, I became, you became me. Where am I? Because you went in, you looked at me, you became me. Where am I now? We laugh, but really, the people of the world are thinking our teachings. They study it in depth, and they get the crux of what the teachings are. Also, why we are on this point? Many of us must have heard of Newton, the so-called famous scientist. He was no famous scientist. He discovered what and what, so and so things. He nothing, he is the biggest crook and the biggest shrewd man. He took everything of his, translated it, and put his name. And where did Shahrirati learn all this? Where did Muhari Sina learn? Where did Ibn Haytham, the laser which he discovered? So our things, we don't realize what legacy what we have got. And all this is from Quran and Hadith, but we got, today they made us their slaves. Today we must go to their universities and learn. And there's a whole detail which I don't want to go into now, of going to their universities and how they are making us stupid and putting wool over our eyes. Whereas all these are our own things, and till today, if we get back to our basics, in the true sense, according to need, Allah will open that knowledge on it. Whatever, wherever it is required, Allah will open that knowledge to that person. We don't have to become their slaves, and becoming their slaves, really, these are those people who have made dogs their imam. They go for walks with their dog. The dog want to urinate, they wait patiently. The dog want to do number two. They lose amongst us the Hufaz, who become Hafiz, the Han, and that gave the Quran, and that gave the knowledge of Hadith and Quran. And we made the West the drinkers of wine and the eaters of swine. We make them our imams. What is our position? And the learned if we make them. And today, Allah has met. If in all our matters, in our teaching methods, we choose their methods. Our meetings, we choose their methods. Whatever we do, we choose their way. And we make them our imam. Then what good can we have? Today, which has the chair, Prophet Ghazi read, when people regard poison as medicine, and regard medicine as poison, but mushrika alayhim Allah. Then only obtains due to Allah. One great arm reads, Ayyuha al-Ulama, O Ulama, Ay Milh al-Arb, O you who are the salt of the earth. Salt is that which keeps the world clean, protected. It's an antibiotic, your eyes. If water becomes not salty, it is a great necessity in order to protect the eyes, the salt in there. So the Ulama are in the world to protect the Ummah and to protect the world. Ayyuha al-Ulama, Ay Milh al-Arb. مَا يُسْلِحُ الْمِلْحُ إِذَا الْمِلْحُ فَسَدْ. But if the salt itself is gone bad, what is going to fix up the salt now? The ulama are the salt of the earth, and they have to fix up the whole earth. But if they also are gone bad, now who is going to do? What is going to fix up the earth? So, and the ulama, that they get fixed up, there is no other way but that they go to a Muslim. They go to a shared for the Islam, and with the niyat of Islam, not with the niyat of Khilafah, not with the niyat that my name will be with the shared. Of Mera Naam in Tumare Naam ke saath aayega, my name will also come with your name, not for that fame and death, but for your Islam if you go to the shared. And you make your Islam, very good. So anyway, this talk has drifted quite a bit. It was that where I started from there, that if anyone does wrong, don't lose your temper. And on the other hand, it isn't you just let anyone do. First of all, don't lose your temper when somebody has done wrong. And we, the first thing we lose our temper. Second, don't use foul language and bad language. Don't talk to the person. Don't break his heart. We his confidence. Don't explain the person according to his level of anzilun nas manazilah. A child speaks to him according to his level. Grown up person speaks to him according to his. A poor man speaks to him according to him. A rich man, a woman, a man. Everyone according to his level, speak to him to understand, speak to him. Otherwise, once when I was in Jerusalem, I just returned from 1 year, one very good private teacher, he just passed away. He was my teacher in school also. A very, very lot of good advice which I benefit from. Finally, give the solution to the problem. If you don't give the solution, it's going to repeat. The problem is going to recur tomorrow. Give the solution also. May Allah give us coffee. The subject which I have chosen, this is the month of Safar. And with regard to the month of Safar, people got a lot of wrong ideas also. Lot of superstition also. And this was common from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Perhaps it was even worse. And unfortunately, though today we have become Muslims, we are born Muslims, generations of Muslims, but still the lahat, the curse of superstition is still with us. Okay? Like we find very common where in Malawi, people are Muslims, they are all Muslims. But with also the curse of sending them to missionary schools. Today, how many, especially the ED, the children are going to missionary Christian schools. We don't realize what is being put into them. And they're going to this Western, those who, and there are many who are Muslims by name. Christian people, missionaries, not the problem. In our country, that the people, the black people become Christians. But when they don't give up the ancestral worship, the worship of the ancestors, that the ancestors control us, and we can't make the ancestors unhappy. They become Muslims also, but still they got that belief there. They become Christians also, but they still, in the same way we are Muslims also, but how many superstitions are in us also? For example, one superstition Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took out, La Adwa. Or before that, just let me explain a little bit on the ayat of the Quran Sharif. And there is great lesson for us to learn in that also. That in Surah Yasin is this instance, Allah Ta'ala, وَدْرِدْ رَوْمَتَلَتْ أَسْحَرَبَ الْقَرْنِ. We are supposed to read Surah Yasin. Ask us how many of us read Yasin. How many of us read it yesterday, day before yesterday? Many of us, we just don't read our Yasin. Now and then we read, and we feel we read every day. Therefore, our friends, those who are interested in the Islam, we tell them, write your report. And submit it also. And mashallah, there are those who are interested in the Islam, weekly reports they are submitting. And in that scene, if Yasin is being read, my time times the mass, what Jamaat, etc., my tilawat of Quran Sharif, my zikr, my tasbihah. Many, all of us, you will be very unpleasantly surprised if you keep a proper record what the dead report is. And that is happy that I read Yasin every day, I read Zahmik, my zikr, my five-times namaz, but insan's nature. Today we met with Mufti Bashir Sahib. We were having lunch at Ismail Day, breakfast at Ismail Day's place. He reminded me of an instance which you endured. He had an argument, academic argument about a certain matter. He said, I still remember that. Don't think I forgot. Somebody insulted you that you tend to forget because you always did register. You don't like it. So it doesn't register. After long, you forget about it. Your arguments with your wife, etc. What was in your favor, you remember. What was in he, her favor, she remembered, you forget. So such the first demands are not important. And we think him, we are good. Fortunate is that person, when anyone praises him, immediately, I know what a rotten person I am. After I see Ibrahim, mashallah, Allah gave him topic, I remember those things in Jamaat. All Fuzur, Allah, in Mashallah, Ibrahim, he will make the khidmat of it, which is a very, very great thing. Such a great thing, I mentioned before, Malik, that Mufti Shafiq Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, the first time he came to South Africa, and maybe it was the only time, he came and the first prayer, he had Mr. Young voice, because usually Buzhul don't speak that way. But the point that he made was very, very authentic and strong. He said, why am I the best? That with this eyes, which Buzhul's eyes saw, none of you saw those things. And Buzhul's with their eyes, they cast their gazes on me, you people didn't care. That is Sahabi, Rabbi Allah, who is to say to the Tabi'een, that of all year I am the best. 100%. There is no pride in there also. It's a genuine thing that you least saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the whole world can be filled with the waste of that? Booze and roar. Okay, what is that? Those who drink booze, who drink liquor, and roar, who smoke all the time. So that type buzurgs we are. So we are that type buzurgs, to be genuine buzurgs, check ourselves. So anyway, we are seeing Charit. Those of us who are reading, how many of us ever thought what's the meaning of yesterday? How much we don't Google about that? How much people don't go on websites about this heart, about this machine, but about Yasin, who did Google Yasin? And the heart of the Quran. What is the matter? But then we're not interested. So, and then, who reads Yasin Sharif? And one is, once we were in Jamaat in Cape Town, and there was a Janaza, so we also went. So the first time I saw, the sheikh was there, he was a middle-aged person, and in between, phone also, checking WhatsApp also, this message came, and we are reading Quran also. In between, polish my shoes also, and don't forget this also, that thank Quran tilawat, that we think we are making tilawat of Quran. And there is no harm if you have something urgent, close the Quran, and then speak to the person, after that start again, read again your Quran. But there is a way to do it. So anyway, in the Allah mentioned this instance of this, there was a Qarya, a village who were very disobedient, breaking the laws of Allah. Allah sent two people, he was just now, Allah sent a third person, he invited them to Allah Ta'ala. Rajalan Aksar Dalila, the Rajalan Yasa, one person came from the opposite side of the town, he told them, these are good people. Rahi Sarukum Ajra, we don't ask you, and they are Mubatadun, they are guiding themselves, listen to what these people. But then what those people in sense said, in the Fatiha of Nabiko, you people are all, you got bad luck. Since you people suck great name of Allah, but everyone sees with his eyes, since you people came, now rains have stopped. Because they were disobeying Allah, Allah gives you leeway until you are not reminded. Allah does not destroy a nation until his message does not come clear to those people. And still, after that they disobeyed, then Allah sent his punishment. So Allah sent his three people to, and four people to invite them towards Allah, they would not accept and listen. Then Allah Ta'ala sent first one warning notice. So they stopped. Second warning notice, second letter, that now crops are not coming. Then now people started fighting amongst themselves. One person's husband became Muslim, wife didn't become. Now they're fighting. Five parents became Muslim, children didn't become. They say all this is your first bad luck. Tell you people didn't come, there was nothing. In the body of Nabikum, the Illam Tantahu, and they warned them. They were men of Allah, great Rasuls of Allah. If you don't stop, we are going to stone you together. Oh, the Yumassanakum bi adabi, we'll send a terrible punishment to you. What did they reply? Qalu ta'irukum ma'akum. It's your prophet, it's not our prophet. You people are not believing. Today many of us jar, anything jar. What is our jar? We got TV there, on top of the TV is beautiful golden letters, Asma'ul Husna, Ayatul Kursi. On your TV, naked woman come, filthy things come. And this mixture of positive and negative is the kind of jari. Your jari is with yourself. Your attitude, anyone in the house wants to do a little bit to her, act according to being, or you are an extremist. You are fundamentalist. You are overdoing it. Now you are going over the limit. You don't have to be so biased. This is all our jari. We are causing it. We are chopping our legs with our own chopper. As long as things are according to us, Mufti Zayd al-Abidin Sahib said, one family had a problem with this, a lot of problem. They are called Mufti Sahib, he gave the leave, etc., sending in Jamaat. He went in Jamaat, mashallah, he came back. Now he's in Masjid, doing 2.5 hours, doing 5 amal, doing Ta'in, doing just everything. So the parents got more cross. They say it's worse than before. Now he's not listening to us all the time in the Masjid. So this is when we want our children, as long as they serve us for our purpose. And our God of money, as long as we can make money, then everything is alright. But if it goes over that limit now, Everything he must do, after these five times commands and then, that he must be able to bring money, that's a good point. The more money he can make and the more he can turn the figures around, that is a good point. So this is our challenge. Because we demand you, you think because of that charity. No, not at all. You are the people who are far beyond all limits. So that the result of all is that Allah made it clear that this jahu is not outside, it is our own actions mostly. There is jahu, there is no doubt about it. The Quran is also. But we are overplaying the whole thing. And wherever there is even jahu, then the ayahs of the Quran Sharif to save us from jahu are more than sufficient. But what these false armies tell us, now to be led, we destroyed one person, an army, who was teaching in our madrasa. When Hazrat was here, he went to one army. And that army used to say that Quran is too weak. That what the Sambhogas do is very strong. So if you believe anything is stronger than the Quran, raise your mind. And let make those armies read the Kalima. That how can you go to such an army? But today it's common, you go to the most big people. You go to Mama Fazila, and you go to Dr. Arshad, all of us here, somebody is from Nigeria, and without exaggeration, I'm sitting in the house of Allah. One person who is connected, also a black person, Ali, who is connected with all these Baba Mama Fazilas and all the professors this and professor there. He said, you don't know but of your people, of high quality, high standard people, how many women going with it. Today we gave one friend of ours, he told us, since the car key came in the woman's hand, we lost everything. Where are they going? What are they doing? We got her, she's going shopping. But how many of them, he told me, you won't believe, are going to all these people. And not only is they paying by tens of thousands of rands for one consultation. And those people know how to keep you on the line and you keep on praying. Your iman will destroy. And the izzat of the woman is taken. Everything is kept under the cover. And so this Nabi Allah, what the Nabi he said to us, he told us all of these things here are all wrong. So the ayat of Jahu is in the Quran. Ayatul Kursi is there. What can be more powerful? The three poles, the two poles, particular last two, were revealed for the peace of the Lord to remove the jahu. How can it remove our jahu? All of this, وَإِنْ يَكَانُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا for jinn. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. And how many ayats for health are problem? For jahu, for jinn effect. For whether the Quran is more than that. But we don't read Quran Sharif. We don't make our five times. And when we go to toilet, just remember this also. That is a place where you have to lower your trousers, your lower garment. You have to lower it. So that is when a person is clothed, is set up especially. Hold properly according to Sharia. For a woman also set up, clothed, little different. And the whole modest covering is different. But when you lower your garment, it is like the soldier on the battlefield who takes off his armor. That is going to be affected. A bullet will come, a spear will come, it's going to hit him. He's got his armor properly. And today the helmet also, and headgear also, and boots also. All this is to protect him. But when he takes us behind, standing, you go to toilet for me. You can't go home and say, good, there isn't a lot, and the woman must make namaz for the man. Otherwise the man should tell the woman, and you read my isha book, I can't manage it. You make my surah book. And the jail sentence, when you go to the toilet, whatever the judge, your career is, sometimes 1 minute is enough. Sometimes as much as you want to, you have to sit 10 minutes. Sometimes you just get up, you make your sleep time, you walk your trouser, another 10 minutes, again open your trouser, again sit down. You imam of the masjid, Mali Rashid is imam, he has to be there for better. But if that jail gave you sentence, you sitting in toilet today, somebody else will have to make imam, but you can't get there. This is the sentence of the day. But anyway, when we go, we have to lower our guard. We are certain has to open. Therefore, the adab is lower your guard at the last possible time. Don't stand like a donkey naked there, or you go naked into the toilet or something, because now your armament is off. And the toilet is the mercus of the evil jinnah. They abound there. You are going in the first line of the enemy, but the protection is given in the dua. So in the toilet, don't set yourself where the jinnah are, evil jinnah abound there. Then we got a problem that I want to make my namaz, I can't, I just couldn't tell you. I tell how many women left, we make wuzu, we sit on the musalla after namaz time goes on. We don't make our namaz. The jinnats have got it infected. So all that protection is in our dua, sunnat lifestyle. Our blessing. Now this time, how many good Muslim people are on the beaches and what their dressing is. When we lower our protection, and you are in doubt that evil people, shaitans, are pounding on the beaches, in the hotels, in the restaurants, going for meals and sitting and sharing meals, and we think we are somebody great that we go eat in a restaurant. We don't know what filth and dirt we are. It's unbelievable what filth and dirt. No matter what kind of restaurant, but today how many of us we go and sit there and we think that the people entertaining the family, etc., we are putting ourselves, we are making ourselves so vulnerable to all this, then when we suffer the consequences, something goes wrong. As far as deeny matters go wrong, we don't even take it as something went wrong. When our dunya goes wrong, then we think something went wrong. Whereas if dunya goes wrong, is a small problem. If your deeds matters, your demands start becoming weak, your anger, your temper, all the other things, your eyes go out of control, looking at other women. Hey, a person who looks at other women in Mishkan Sharif, Allah's curses, and what does Allah's curses mean? You are removed from the rahmat of Allah, which means the fire of Jahannam is engulfing you. You are left in the fire of Jahannam. A person who is laughing, who is taking enjoyment when the fire of Jahannam has left him, is not a mad person, is not an idiot, stupid, is not an uneducated person, is a big iman person. When you have got iman, then you will get enjoyment in putting when in the fire of Jahannam. And Hadith Sharif, not a mouth, not a word, not a word. But how many of us, looking at the filth of form, we can't escape from it. This is all the job we do when we wear our garments on the beaches, all the time, when going to the toilet, meeting our husband and wife in the bed, leaving the husband and wife, that's like monkeys. Then we serve the bars and say, don't remove all your clothes. But we, magazines we read, Western culture we follow, we have to have our sex culture according to Western culture. No laws are really at that time. We don't consider the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Then we say, this is our jadu problem. Not that somebody else is making jadu. People, what time we got? They were everything jadu. This one made jadu. That one made jadu. And we don't take our protection. We don't read our laws. We stay in an apart state. When we cut our nails, we cut our hair, etc., we don't consider where we throw it, etc., in dirt, etc., we cause our own jadu. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all this, there is nothing like this. So the point is, man, let us take this lesson. And another very big jadu, I'll finish up now, is insurance. That is also a big jadu. Okay? One friend of ours, capital and insurance works on the exact the same formula and principle. And insurance is nothing more than capital. So that is all superstition. Superstition is also insurance. One friend of one lady who was a pious woman, her husband had insurance, life insurance. So she always told him, cancel. So he said, don't you worry, the day I die, you will be a rich widow who will enjoy life. She said, I want to enjoy life after you did. How to enjoy life, won't you? Today the installments we pay on insurance, motor, vehicle insurance, shop insurance, life insurance, house insurance, medical thing. We're just working for the Jews. They are the ones who make all these various types of things. And you are working for them. They are sitting in air-conditioned offices and just jumping our money all the time. And we are just working for them. And they got a formula. They won't go insolvent. You ever heard an insurance company going insolvent? You ever heard a Japanese brand going insolvent? They know exactly that our payout is so this percent. The balance is ours here. We just said, and the money they use to make the insurance and all that also, the gambling, is not their money. Mostly it was Arab money. They invest with them and they use that money to hit us again here. Today we are out there, and the solution to all this, we can drop them, the cows go home. The solution is Quran and Hadith. Bring sunnahs in your life. You don't have to know that what formula they use it. What the and the planning and plotting, how shrewd they are. You don't have to know all the details. You don't have to know which families are controlling the world. And you don't have to know that how they're putting the dollar price up and down. All you have to do, solution is in Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah bless us and remove all the superstitions from us and bring Tawheed in its true form. There is nothing more greater than Tawheed and trusting upon Allah Ta'ala. And the solution of our problems is Sunnah. But it won't make sense to us. Okay? Because you have less philosophical talk about other things, that will make sense. But Sunnah, it won't make sense to us. May Allah let it make sense to us.